All right, Steve, go ahead.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call, or as Diane calls it, her Saturday afternoon tea time national call over in the UK. We're glad she's on. And it's good to have all you guys on. I love the time we have just before the call starts and we mute out, where we hear where everyone's calling in from all over the country. And for all you faithful followers, man, thank you so much for getting on the call every week. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about this morning. I just want to say, though, you know, this is one of my favorite times of year. As you know, it's Malin's favorite time of year. Spring is always her favorite time of year. And, you know, we're going to get ready to go do our walk after the call this morning. But one of the things that you can always tell when spring's here is when the Masters golf tournament takes place. And I just got to tell you, whether you're a golf fan or you're not a golf fan, if you even see a couple minutes of the Masters, you're blown away by how beautiful the course looks and the flowers and the magnolias, and it's just breathtaking the way they keep that course up. And I'm always astounded when I watch that. But I saw a funny thing happen just on the day before the tournament started. They have a contest where the players can actually bring their kids out on the golf course at Augusta and do great things. And a player from Salt Lake City, his name's Tony Finau, who was in second place after the first round of the Masters, by the way. So he's a great golfer. But he was out there the day before, and talk about everything going great and everything going wrong at the same moment. He was teeing off on a hole, and he got a hole in one, if you can imagine. So he couldn't have been more excited and started to run down from where the tee was, with people lined up all the way around, just cheering and yelling, and it was great. And he turned around as he was running, and he fell down, and his ankle popped out. And he basically dislocated his ankle the day before the tournament began, and he stood up, and he popped his ankle back in. You can see this. All you had to do is go online to watch it. So he went from the moment of, like, extreme exhilaration to the moment of great despair because he didn't know if he could play in the tournament. Then he turns around and ends up, you know, placing second on the first day. And it's just amazing the ups and downs that he went through in order to get there. And I thought, boy, that's the same way it is in Limitless, right? And in our daily lives. And as I listen to all you guys get on, and, you know, we care for you and we love you and we appreciate you taking the time this morning. But anyway, we just wanted to mention we're glad you're on the call. So, Malin, I understand Alan's out of town today.
Yep, we want to excuse Alan. He's on spring break with his family, darling little family. They had a chance to drive down to California, so he's not with us this morning, but he'll be back with us next week. So I'm going to go ahead and cover the announcements. And I loved the voice this week. There were so many great pieces in there. But one of the things I loved is the opening. You know, we have this segment we do, Trend Your Limitless. And it's really finding things that are trends out in the marketplace and then tying them back to our products so that you have something to talk about with people. And I love the Trend Your Limitless this week because it's on our skincare, Cleanse, Smooth, and Renew. And it basically gives the market demographic. And believe it or not, if you were to add up all the money that you spend on skincare, and guys, you're included in this now because men are the fastest growing demographic for skincare. And it says you'll likely spend a fortune. And when I think of all the money I've spent on skincare in my lifetime, it is a fortune. I'd love to have that little fortune tucked away in my pocket. In fact, they give a statistic that in the United States alone, there's about $17 billion a year spent. $17 billion. So, guys, there's your market demographic because our skincare is just amazing. And if you're anywhere, if you're on social media, if you're on commercials, there's always something in there that's showing, you know, the glowy, dewy person who's getting that skin because they're using products. And I just want to cover a couple of things. In Cleanse, you want the number one thing you want to remember about Cleanse is it's pH balanced. So oftentimes we think that we've got to strip everything away in order to feel clean, and a pH balanced cleanser is what you want so that you don't damage your skin and make it susceptible actually to having skin problems. Your cleanser can actually make your skin worse if you're not careful, and ours is pH balanced. The thing I love about Smooth that you want to remember is stem cell technology. Believe it or not, the technology behind our Smooth was developed to help burn victims heal. And that was by generating a technology that would spur their own stem cells to regenerate skin. And if it's good enough to help that poorly, you know, that severely damaged skin, you know, come back, then that activity can certainly make your skin and the appearance of the deepest wrinkles and all the things we want, you know, texture and tone and lifting, all those things, a true multitasking cream. So, you know, you want to remember stem cell technology. And with Renew, the one word you want to remember is architecture, because deep wrinkles are the result of a failure of your skin's architecture. And so if you can rebuild that architecture, then you can, you know, reduce your wrinkles. And so those are three great words with three great products. And I actually have a great story that Steve and I are going to talk about later in the call about this skincare that you're just going to absolutely love. Next on the list, commissions for March are paid out. All commissions are paid on the 15th of the following month. It just so happens that this month, the 15th falls on a weekend. If the 15th falls on a Saturday, we pay the day before. If it falls on a Sunday, we pay the day after. And so we will be paying on Monday, April 16th. You will be getting those commissions. Make sure that you have your ProPay account if you haven't set it up yet. There's a link right in the voice to help you do that so you can understand the instructions. And then, of course, we'll pay our bonuses, our extra bonuses that come out on March 20th.
I just know all our money goes to taxes on April 15th, right?
It is tax day, and I believe tax day is the 16th. So they do give you that extra day because it falls on a Sunday. Okay, guys, we have a new blog. If you haven't been to our blog, you can do so. There's a blog link right on our website. And we want to have some of our Limitless family have the opportunity to contribute to our blog. And so we want to hear your success story, your testimonial, a recipe, your favorite home exercise, anything that's helping you even build your business, anything that's helping you find your Limitless. We definitely want to have our potential family members contribute. So you can do that by sending an article with a minimum of 300 words to support@limitlessww.com. And if you are chosen for a blog posting, then we'll send you some free product and recognize you as a contributor to The Voice. And we want to recognize our wonderful Terry Kempfert, and she has shared a wonderful recipe. It's a veggie frittata with bruschetta. My mouth is watering thinking about it already, and she's been kind enough to share it, and her beautiful face as a result of using our products is on there. So take a look at that recipe, and congratulations to Terry. Thank you, and she's got some free product coming at her if she hasn't received it already. A couple other things you guys are noticing in your shipments. We are graduating to be good for, you know, the environment. We're graduating to be going boxless with our products. You'll see that in the coming months as we do that. Also, we are making a commitment where possible to do formulations that are dye-free, and we are right now overhauling our Testradyne in order to do that. And so we've notified our AutoShip customers that we're temporarily out of that product while we complete that reformulation. So stay tuned on all the things that we're doing there. Save the date. We're going to talk a lot about this in a moment, but save the date for the next fly-in. It'll be on Friday, May 18th and Saturday, May 19th. We will open up our registration for that event next week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as soon as I get done with announcements. And last but not least, just what's going on this coming week. Our training call on Monday will be on Rock Your Workout. What a great time to do Rock Your Workout as we are coming into spring. We're having a wonderful spring here in Salt Lake City, and as Steve mentioned, it is my all-time favorite season. I love the colors of spring. I love the temperature. I love that everything is brand new, all those new fresh little buds. Everything gets a do-over, and I just love that. So Rock Your Workout. Be there. It'll be a great, great training. And on Tuesday, speaking of Rock Your Workout, we're highlighting in our broadcast Erica Shields. Many of you know her story and how her commitment to working out, even at her fine young age, with four kids. She has a great, great story to tell, so that'll be a great broadcast that you can share with other individuals. So, Steve, that's all we've got for announcements, and I'll turn it back over to you, I think.
Thank you very much, sweetie. I appreciate that. I got a thing this morning from Stephen Randolph, who played with the New York Yankees and the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he's a good friend of Limitless, and where he was following me on Twitter, and I'm following him now on Twitter, and for those of you that might be interested, my Twitter handle is SoupySteve1. SoupySteve1. And anyway, when I was looking at Steve's account, he has a quote by Coach Mack Brown, who was with the University of Texas. And I sent him a picture of myself with Mack Brown. I loved it. But he quotes Coach K, and Sandy, you'll love this because you always love, you know, Duke, of course. And he has this quote from Coach K. It says, "I'm looking for players who make their teammates better. You do that with enthusiasm and passion." And when we were talking with Cindy earlier this morning, you know, we were talking about, isn't that the same thing with distributors? You know, I'm looking for players who make their teammates better. Aren't we looking for distributors who make all of us better? And we do that with enthusiasm and passion, and isn't that what distributors do? So, you know, I love that that quote that Stephen Randolph had posted on his Twitter account this morning. And we love Steve, and he's a good friend of our, and a lot of you will be seeing Steve, I'm sure, sometime in the future, one of the future fly-ins. And that's one of the things we want to talk about, Malin, and I'm just going to turn it back to you so we can cover some of the details of our fly-in. A lot of people are asking us for details of what's going to happen during our fly-in, so I'm turning it back to you for a moment.
All right. So, again, fly-in scheduled May 18th, Friday, May 18th, and May 19th. And we have secured our location. We're securing some room rates for you. So, you know, there'll be some details coming there. But we thought, rather than us, you know, telling you the information about that, we would bring on our wonderful voice of Cass, our events planner, because whenever I hear Cass talk about events, even though I'm the one that's told her what to plan, I want to go to them all over again because she gets so excited. So, Cass, are you there with us?
Good morning. I am here.
Good. You sound a little echoey.
I'm a little echoey?
Just a little
echoey.
Bit. Echoey. Like
cast,
better?
Cast.
That's better.
There we go.
Good morning, Cass.
Good morning. I'm like champagne bubbles when I start talking about events. This is just the high in my life. So, yes, that is definitely me. And, you know, I was so excited, Stephen Malin, when you called me and asked me to speak this morning. We have been in the planning stages for our next fly-in on May 18th and 19th at the Courtyard Marriott in Salt Lake City. And well into the planning stages for so many exciting one-of-a-kind events we planned over the course of the next year. And it's just going to fire up our distributors. And, you know, I mean those one-of-a-kind Stephen Malin first-class style events that we've come to know. And I am just so excited. And they are just, they're events that just bring memories that are so transformative and we'll remember them for years to come. And I was so excited to say, let's talk about it. But now, as we know, we're supposed to wait a little bit longer to tell you about those events. And those will be coming out in the weeks to come. So everybody just know that Stephen Malin have a limitless vision that is going to solidify Limitless 2.0 as the company we've dreamed about for years, and I can hardly wait to tell you more in the very near future. But in the meantime, the fly-in obviously will be held at the Marriott Courtyard, May 18th and 19th, and it's located at 345 West 100 South. And as a point of reference, it's right across the street from the Vivint Smart Arena, where the Utah Jazz play basketball. And for those of you that are flying in next month, the tracks have a stop right at the arena where you can just jump off, and the hotel is only a half a block away. So in the coming days, we'll bring a lot more information about room rates and the details of this upcoming event. So be sure you're with us on the call next Saturday, as further events and information will be given then. But I'm so excited about this event. I'm so excited about 2018 and all the incredible things that are planned. And guys, we're just going to have a spectacular year.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you so much, Cass. That is awesome. And we appreciate that. And, of course, getting together with everybody is where the excitement comes. And even though we're a small group, generally speaking, we're a small group, we expect Diane to fly in from England to increase our numbers. But even though we're a small group, it's an enthusiastic group, like I said. And as Cass said, there's a lot to cover. And, Cass, we appreciate you so much and our friendship as well, which goes back. I mean, I hate to even say this, but it goes back almost 30 years. So we appreciate Cass so much and what she does for us. Right, Malin?
We do. And for those of you, that's the same hotel as we did the one in January. It was a great room, great facility, and we're really super excited about that. And again, we'll open up registration next week. We'll have secured room rates and other surrounding hotels if you don't want to stay at that hotel. So lots of things will be coming this next week.
Yeah.
At least save the date.
So you don't want to call the hotel today to try to make a reservation, as much as we're excited to have you do that, because we're still securing some room rates. And so if you called the hotel directly, you'd probably get a higher room rate than what we're going to be able to offer you as a result of this. Right, Malin?
Yep. So stay tuned. We'll get that all secured next week.
All right.
And, Steve, we also wanted to cover a little bit of the agenda, correct?
Yes. Yes, please do.
So let's just talk about that. Again, it'll follow very similar. For those who were there at our last event in January, we're going to follow the same track. We got so much great feedback on how that event went. So we will start on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For those of you who have been an executive with 500 PSV any of the months of January, February, March, or April, so you can run at this to be able to attend this meeting in the month of April if you haven't done it yet. All you need to do is secure 500 in PSV, which is personal sales volume. And that volume is all of the volume combined at the PV level for you and all of your customers. So that's kind of like saying, hey, you know, pick a pack, pick a pal is one of the things we say. Hey, if you're on a pack and you've got not just one, but maybe two or three customers that are on packs, you're probably going to surpass that 500 PSV mark. So those are the ones who will be invited to attend the executives only meeting. That's Friday from 10 until noon. And then for those attendees, we will also provide lunch from noon till 1. So if you qualify to come to that event, that will be your Friday morning. For the rest of those that are attending, the event will start at 1 p.m. on Friday, and we will open up with our recognition ceremony. And we really had a lot of fun at our last recognition ceremony. We surprised people with some fun gifts. Last time it happened to be some really great Michael Kors bags. We had some great jewelry that we gave out, and you never know what we're going to surprise you with this time. So you don't want to miss the recognition ceremony. We really had a fun time there. And I know, Steve, you took some fun pictures at the event, and it just brings back all those memories, especially what we did at that ceremony, correct?
Well, and you know, recognition is an important part of any MLM company, guys. And I think we really go out of our way to recognize those people who've accomplished things of becoming X3, which is, you know, probably our foundation for executives. You become an executive, and then you find three people who become an executive on your front line. We recognize the X3s and the X5s and the X10s and, You know, who knows? We may even have a couple of X-20s pop up. Somebody who's gone out and found three or five or seven other people who've qualified for executive on their front line, and that takes a tremendous amount of effort. And congratulations to those of you guys last time. And we had two X-10s last time. Of course, we had Cindy Maddox and we had Liz Perkins, who actually accomplished that X-10s last time. So congratulations to you guys for having those front levels, and then for all our other distributors who qualified, and we gave out some beautiful jewelry on that, and it's just a fun time to take a few moments and recognize those people who've been working hard in our business. So we hope to recognize a lot more, right?
Absolutely, and you know, you said something where we're a small group, but you know, great things come in small packages, or let's say great things begin with small packages, because we are absolutely going to explode. And you know what I love about people who are running at the X5 and the X10? An X3 is the minimum to start advancing in our comp plan and building other X3s. Well, if you get to X10, X3 is so far in your rearview mirror, you never worry about qualifying for the minimums in the comp plan. And even at the X5 level, I mean, once you've hit X5 or X10, X3 it's nothing, right? And that makes the comp plan just become a breeze. And so I love all the things that are coming together with our comp plan, and all the things that we have behind us really have now created the springboard for us to launch in an explosion coming out of Limitless 2.0. So that recognition will be great. Then on Friday at 2 o'clock from 2 till 4, might go till 5. It depends on how much time we need to cover all the things that we want to talk about. We will have our camp presidential. And that's kind of our training and getting into the details, the nuts and bolts of how you can really explode your business. And of all fly-ins, this will be a really critical one to cover that. Then on Saturday from 9 till noon, again, everyone will be joining us in our general session for the fly-in, and we're really excited about that. So that just kind of gives you a high-level overview of the agenda. And again, as the weeks start unfolding and we get closer and closer, we'll be dripping out some things on you, but we're really super excited. It is our spring fly-in, and I couldn't be more excited. So, Steve, let's go on from there.
Well, you know, and we're having you circle that calendar, guys, because sometimes you just need that boost of energy to get going again. Sometimes you just need to see other people succeeding in the business to help create that belief. You know, Melinda and I in the business for the last 30 years, and Cindy and Liz and other veterans of the industry, so to speak, know that, you know, in presentations that you give to people, a lot of times we'd cover, you know, they have the timing and trends, they have the products, they have the management of the company itself, the opportunity, and the compensation plan. And, you know, I was looking at those things, whether it's 4 points or 5 points. You know, really, people talk about the timing and the trends, and people talk about the importance of the products. And I was thinking about all the other companies that are out there. There are 1,000-plus companies in the United States. We have over 100-plus companies right here, and we always talk about the tremendous advantage we have. And one of the things that's going to happen when you guys come to the fly-in, you'll realize the importance of a do-over, that we're a startup company in the sense that we're starting, we're going to kind of relaunch our company again. But really, we're a company that has 5 years of experience and has these tremendous products. And I'll give you a good example of that. Melinda and I had the opportunity to have one of our friends over. And Melinda, I just want you to share, as an example, as we started talking about our products, how easy it is to get people excited from that standpoint. Why don't you talk a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, I just want to say, guys, never underestimate the power of our products, even with people that you have maybe talked to in the past, or, you know, even maybe tried to recruit or whatever. And Steve and I have some friends that, believe it or not, were friends independently before we got married. I mean, she was my college roommate. And I've known her since literally college. And because she was my college roommate, she, her husband, I went to high school with, and her husband worked for Steve clear back in his insulation days. So it all has these ties that become connected. And so these are very dear friends that we've had for a very long time. And her husband came to talk to us at Limitless about some of the things he's doing from a business perspective and that might help out Limitless. And as a result, I sent a little care package home for her. And then all of a sudden I got this text. And in that care package, just so happened I sent our skincare. Now, you have to understand my friend, my college roommate. She's from Kanab, Utah. Kanab is a small town right on the border, not too far away from St. George, which is right there by, you know, the cusp of, you know, what, an hour away from Las Vegas. So it's southern Utah. And back when we were in high school, quite a remote town. I'm sure it's grown because all small towns grow over time. But as a result of that, you know, her connection, it's not like she could go to the mall and, you know, go to Nordstrom's and pick up skincare or do anything along those lines. You know, her connection with that higher-end skincare, that $17 billion that's being spent a year, right, was through magazines. And by the time she came to college and met me, we went to BYU and Provo, Utah, you know, she was so on top of the latest trends because she followed the magazines. And she knew all the best skincare and all those things, and she had committed herself clear back then that she was going to use high-end skincare for the rest of her life because she just believed in it. And so I sent her some of our skincare, and we'd kind of, you know, dropped a couple of hints with them back in the beginning days of Limitless, and it kind of fell by the wayside, and that's okay. And anyway, so I sent some skincare with this little care package, and here is the text that I got back from her. She said, "Hello, my friend, and I just wanted to say hi. And I really do want to do dinner or lunch sometime soon. We need to celebrate our birthdays. And this is an, oh my gosh, Limitless works. I have used some kind of skincare diligently since college. Estee Lauder, Lancome, and Olay products were all good. But with Limitless, I could see a difference in my skin by the end of a week. Sorry to say, I approached it with, that was so nice of Malin, and why not give it a shot? But wow, I am a believer. The thing I noticed first is smaller pores and slightly less wrinkles, and two skin imperfection bumps, one I've had for months and the other for years, both have almost disappeared. So thanks, all in capital letters, again, my friend. Rod is super impressed with your company. So glad you're doing well. Love ya." And, of course, I've got dinner set up because, you know, we're going to pounce. But anyway, never underestimate, going back to somebody, and never underestimate that these products do all the heavy lifting. So, Steve, that was really fun for me.
And that's an important thing because, you know, sometimes, I mean, everybody on this call, we're all excited about the company products, right? We're all sold. That's what got us involved is how well these products work. But even us, sometimes we can get a little jaded and kind of take it for granted. And when I was looking at those points that I was talking about, the timing, the trends, the products, the management, the opportunity, and I was realizing that, you know, those are the things that are what make a company great. When I was thinking about, you know, somebody coming on board for the very first time, maybe they've never been involved in MLM before, but then they try the products and they feel really good about the products. And then I think about the compensation plan as an example on the opportunity that lets people succeed. And what are the advantages, guys? What are the advantages that I think we can always, that we can take for granted very easily? Is the fact that our products are really customer-oriented products. And if you went out there and you looked at the 1,000 companies that are doing MLM, there's a lot of companies that have one product or weird products is the way I would say it. And I wonder how they could even be in business with some of the products that they have out there. But, you know, when I know our products and I know how well they work, and then I look at the fact that these are customer-oriented products that we are incredibly kind to. And I look at the program Melina's put together from a compensation standpoint to help new people or even our existing distributors to succeed. You know, I'm going, man, we have everything in place. And from a Limitless 2.0 standpoint, to be able to kind of start over with the base that you have and what we've got going in Malin, from a compensation standpoint, you know, from a customer standpoint, you know, how do you feel about what we've put together for these people to succeed?
You know, just the new bonus structure we announced in January alone, to me, is a game changer. It, I call it the 2 and 5 come alive bonuses, and that is where you can earn up to $2,000 potentially your first year in the business for gathering customers. You know, we know the statistics in our industry, guys. 70% of distributors either never sponsor anybody or only bring on customers, and we value that, as evidenced by our compensation plan. We value customer acquisition. And so we're putting our money where our mouth is. Go gather, you know, that one new customer a month for your first year and maintain that, and you can earn a $2,000 bonus at the end of the year. And then maintain at least 20 customers and 2,000 in PSV all during your second year. Just maintain that count, 20 customers and 2,000 PSV each and every month, and we'll give you a $5,000 bonus at the end of your second year in the business. I don't know of any company that provides that longevity program for gathering customers, you know. And Liz was in the office yesterday. It's Will Call Friday. And I said, Liz, just think. Look at the people that are on your team and think if all of them were running at the $2,000 bonus. That would mean that you have an average of 1,000 PSV on all the people in your downline. Wow, that would be incredible. So we love not only just our comp plan, Steve, which was designed to reward the people doing the work. So that means part-time people as well as the leaders. And then you add to it the bonus structures that we have on top of it. And I'm telling you, game over, game changer, game over, guys.
Well, we feel it's almost unfair, you know, from that standpoint. And we look at the people that we have and we realize that even though we're a small company now, to be able to say, hey, we're going to have a do-over, but it's with all the advantages of who we are from what we've done and where we're going. And we feel like we're going to be a little bit, Melinda and I feel that we're very fortunate that we will be able to be a little more freewheeling, maybe is the right word, maybe it's not, you know, because maybe I'm a conservative that way, but actually I know I'm more liberal in our thoughts of what we have as a company and where we can go and how excited I am about that. So I see that our time's up already, Melin, from that standpoint, but make sure you have circled May 18th and 19th for those of you that can come. For those of you in Utah, you should definitely be there no matter what. But for those of you that are out of state, boy, we hope to see you, and we're anxious to see you and visit with you. Remember, we do these only quarterly now so that we can, you know, really have a bang when you guys come in as to where you're going. And we can't wait at this fly-in to talk a little bit about what we'll be doing in the fall and that kind of thing. So you don't want to miss it. Make sure it's circled. That's only 6 weeks from today. And with that, Melin, let's just take it off mute and kind of go from there.
All right.